Ruach Hazara? Yeah, let's even clarify maybe in the Chazara, maybe we'll be able to get those Shitas a little clearer. Yeah. Alright, so what we do in the... we're working on the Machlokas over here. Do we have anything before the Machlokas? Yeah, Machlokas in the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about Kol Shehu Min Klola Ein Mevarech Alav. So it turns out that it's a three-way Machlokas in the Rishonim. What Rabbi Yehuda is referring to when he says Kol Shehu Min Klola Ein Mevarech Alav. According to Rashi, it's referring to all three cases in the Mishnah. Chomets, Novlos, and Govoi. What is Novlos? Rashi doesn't explain here.
Do we ever explain how they were different than Mishnah Yetzia?
What's that?
Do we ever explain how the Novlos were different from Mishnah Yetzia?
We didn't do this again in Novlos. That's the most true that we did. I think only Ben Harrison was here when we did it. But you wanted to say it depends on when they get the Shem Ochel. That's a good question. It's a good question. But others say that these are different. They'll never become ripe. But anyway, so Rashi learns that the Min Klola is going on all of them. So how are they all Min Klola? So he says, are they Klola Hein Boyin? Why? Because the Novla, the Chomets, is that the Yayin turns bad. The Novlos is that a wind knocks down your fruits. And the grasshoppers come through a plague. So therefore, Rashi says Min Klola is referring to all of them. Yeah.
Professor.
Mm-hmm.
Just actually, would anyone say that chometz from not wine would be included in this in the case of the Mishnah, or it's only wine that turns vinegar? It's like they make vinegar from other things also.
Like cider vinegar.
Whatever.
I don't think that's what they mean by vinegar.
So that's specifically for wine.
Chometz, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's like Rabbeinu Rav Nissim going. He says to Yerushalmi, he says, Hichmetz Yeno, that's the case. Hichmetz Yeno, the Yayin turns to vinegar. I don't know if they had, it seems from that, that's the only one, the only type of vinegar they had. Hichmetz Yeno, Omer Boruch Dayan Hamas. Bola Ochlo, Omer Shekol Niyav Yivro. Ra'a Govoi, Omer Boruch Dayan Hamas. Bola Ochlo, Omer Shekol Niyav Yivro. Novlos shenashru, your fruits were knocked off, they fell down. Omer baruch dayanamis, bola ochlon omer shahakol. So he's saying that it's mashma that Yerushalmi is like Rashi, because it's going on each one, it's saying each one really is a klala. But nonetheless, we pass like the Rabbanan and Yom Avarich. So what's the idea of min klala according to Rashi? So I think the idea is that Rashi says they're boten ayidei klola. Hein boten ayidei klola hein boten. What does it mean boten? What does it mean boten? It means to say they're boten lidei achila ayidei min ayidei klola. That how is it that I'm eating these grasshoppers? Because they came, and how did they come? Min klola. How am I eating this chometz? Because it became chometz. How did it become chometz? Through a destructive force, destructive process of with regards to wine, right? And how did I get these novlos? Because there was a storm that destroyed the potential in the crops. So we said that's the machlokas we see. That really the bracha itself is on the bria, and in terms of the bria, you can't say it's a klala. You can't say that in terms of the bria it's a min boten na'idei klala. I mean the grasshopper is born like everything else, Not, it has nothing to do. It's on the bracha. The bracha is on the bria, and in the bria, there's no idea of klala. But that's on the chachma of sheishes meibreishes, and that's not an idea of klala there. But in terms of the gavra, there were two things responsible for the achila. One is the creation, which is something that is only worthy of shavach, but the other thing is the practical way that I received it, and that's through a process of klala. So you could say that's the machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Do you go from the, in terms of the objective thing, it's a regular bracha, but in terms of the gavra. There's an idea of klala. In terms of the way the gavra relates to it, he relates to it through klala. In terms of its objective existence, it's a regular bracha, and that's the way the Yerushalmi is expressing it. That in terms of the gavra, you have to say a baruch dynamis. But in terms of the thing itself, now you have to take the thing itself. Is this something that I'm enjoying right now? Because the problem is right now I'm being nene from the thing. I'm being nene from the chagavim, so I'm happy that the chagavim are here, right? So what's the difference that right now I'm nene, but it would seem that that's the question, that from the standpoint of the gavra, the shevach it's going to take into account all the causes that brought it to him. And since these things always come through klala, it'll be included in his framework is included klala with regards to this thing. But in terms of the shevach itself has nothing to do with klala. The shevach itself is not the klala. You're not making a bracha on the infestation. You're not making a bracha on the destruction itself. Right, the bracha is just on the being a nene. Where Rabbi Yehuda holds, in terms of the gavra, it includes more than just the hana. In terms of the gavra, it's going to include all the causes, right? Because really, he's just being a nene now. So in terms of the nene, there's no klala. But that would seem to be the question. Do you go from the in terms of the gavra? That's how they. He relates to it in terms of how it's coming, how it came. So in that framework, in that sense, it's going to include klala. But right now, in terms of the hanah is in terms of the bracha is just on the objective thing, not a question of how it came. Yeah.
When you expressed this for our last time. Then yeah. you kept on saying that it's the klala is posik, the shavach, and we thought we understood the svara, but we weren't sure why you used that expression, like what that means.
Because I'm saying that the bracha itself, the text of the bracha itself, doesn't include how it came to you. The idea of the bracha itself is really just on the thing right now that I'm enjoying.
Okay.
Right now I'm being in at Chagavim. I have to be thankful. In this framework, I have to be thankful for the chagavim. But if in terms of the gavra, when he thinks of the chagavim, he relates back to the klala as well. Then the klala is gonna prevent him from being meshabeach on the thing, because in the shevach is gonna include the aspect of klala too. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not that Rabbi Yehuda, it's different than what we were saying originally. It's not really like Rabbi Yehuda and Chama arguing on what the bracha is chal on, what the bracha is on.
Mm-hmm.
The bracha is on the thing that you're being nene from, right now. And in its state right now, it's good and it's worthy of a bracha. The only thing is, that's in terms of the thing. But in terms of the gavra, he's going to take into account how it came to him. And that's going to include to him an idea of klala. So now he can't just make the shevach on the thing. Any shevach he makes, in terms of him as a gavra, he relates to it also as a mekulal thing. So he can't just give a shevach on it.
Okay, and I don't know if this is a good question or not, but I mean, what about, I mean, there are other things that, you know, that, is it just these are the
it's
only things that categorically...
It's only because they've brought in ayidei achila through these klolos.
Okay. Okay.
Not like the guy trips on his way to the refrigerator and breaks his arm. Right? Yeah. That's in terms of the cheft, so they emerge as an ochel to you as a...
But these are categories of klol.
Yeah, if anything else you could fit into this category, I mean, I don't know what else you would have, but... yeah, that's what we want. That's, I mean, it's hard, but that's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is telling you have to divide it up. You have to divide it up. The Gavra is in terms of the Baruch Dayan Emes is in terms of the way it relates to the Gavra, but the Birkas HaNoah is a separate thing on the entity itself. The Gavra is already taken care of with the Dayan Emes. You don't have to say that the Baruch of the HaNoah is going to include the klol of how it came. That's we compartmentalize. And when you want to discuss its effect on you, that's a dynamis. But you have to discuss its goodness. That's Birkas HaNoah. Yeah. Somebody have their hand up? No? Okay. Yeah. Okay. One second. What's the matter?
No, I don't like that noise.
Okay, one second. Find that nobody still can find that Gemara. Hold on, I'm just gonna say it. Where's Nissan?
I don't think he likes Friday reviews.
Hmm?
What's that? Why are you saying that?
Yes.
Why down there? Mm-hmm. Are you gonna start stuff up?
Start stuff up?
I was talking to one of the workers over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to beat you up. Maybe I'll have to beat you up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Altova. Right. See, it's interesting. It's like this. It's similar to this idea of here. So the Mishnah says, the Mavarich ala raw. Mavarich ala raw. Where's the Mishnah? I put the one long Mishnah here. Mavarich ala raw me'ein atova. So the Gemara says, what's a raw me'ein atova? So it says, hey chidam, you could go into shokol badko ba'are. So what happened? You got a flood in your there was a flood in the field. Yeah. So it says Afagav de Tovahi Ludide the Maska Ara Shirtun. So he says it's gonna be good because the shibcha it's gonna improve the land because of the fertilization, right? Hashta mi aroi. Right now it's bad. So what bracha do you make? Shemechabelas tavua shalshana zu. So right now it destroyed this year's crop. So what bracha do you make? So he says, Bavarach Baruch Dainamas. Say Baruch Dainamas. So you see that what? That the Gavra, in terms of the Gavra, it goes by how it affects him right now. It's interesting. It goes by how it affects him right now. The Alatova, this is interesting, and on a good that is Me'in Raw, Hechidam, you go into Ashkach Metzia, you find something. Afagav de Raw Hila de Day. Di Shoma Bo Malko Shokil Amine. Not sure exactly what the raw is. But he's saying if you find a Metzia, even though it could be bad for him, because if the king finds out, he'll take it from him. I don't know why that's bad. Why it sounds like he's not going to be worse off than he was. Hashta miyatovi. Maybe he's going to be worse off than he was. He'll feel deprived. Right now it's good. So you make a yatovi meter.
According to that first case,
yeah.
Isn't that a raya against our svara for Rabbi Yehuda?
That what?
Because he's saying that it goes by just how the gavra relates to it right now.
But that's to the event. No, that's the point. It's to the event.
Oh, not just the hana.
Right, the event itself. The event itself was bad, even though it has a long term good effect. Right, the gavra has to make a. The gavra makes a baruch dynamis. You don't say. Well, in the long term, it's good. It's interesting. The bracha goes by how you feel now. And even if you're happy now, essentially, happy now, you make it over nature. Even though you know it could become bad. Yeah, I'm not sure if it has to do with Rashi's Shita. This idea. I think it was the other Shita. Okay. So anyway, so that's Rashi. But I was looking for it from before. Where did I find it? That what? So that's Rashi. But the Rambam says that it's only on the Chome, it's only on the Govoi and the Novlos. Not on the Chomates. Right? That's not min klala. Chomis is not min klala. So we said, according to the Rambam, he's saying that the bracha is not going on. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the bracha is not just going on the object in terms of its hana, but the bracha is going on the object in an objective sense, the way that it exists with regards to man. So since even though the chagavim right now on your plate are tasty. Right, and the novlos you are enjoying them, but as brios, as entities in the world, they're not something that man relates to in a good way. They're something that man relates to as a klala. The existence of chagovim affects man as a klala. It's true in the end he could get a little hana out of it, but he would rather not have chagavim, because they come and wipe out the crops. But the chomates is a good thing. The chomates as an existence is a good thing. You know what I mean? You can't can't. He's not talking about how they came. He's not talking like Rashi. How they came. He's talking about the way they are. Can you say I'm happy that there is chometz? Yeah, you might have wished it didn't come about through that way, but you're happy that you have chometz. But the chagavim, you can't say I'm happy the chagavim, but I wish they were tame. That's not a question of how they came. That's a question of their nature. Now he's saying, I wish Chagavim were not like Chagavim. Right? So that's min klala. But according to the Chachamim, the bracha is just going on there. That's what we want to say. That according to the Rambam, the question is the bracha going on? Can you isolate one feature of them? The fact that they're tasty? Or does the bracha have to be chal on them as an entity? And then you have to take into account the net effect. And if part of their existence is klala, if it essentially exists as a min klala, then you can't make a bracha on it. And Rabbeinu Yonah said he had a third shita, that it's only going on the first two. It's only going on the first two. Why? Because the first two were tasted good, and then their taste was destroyed. The good tasting quality, it was a klala in their taste. They were cursed in their taste. They started out good, like yayin, or potentially good, like the fruits. And then something happened, and they were, and that quality was removed. But the chagavim, he says, is not a problem. They taste the same as they always tasted. So what do we say? So he's saying it's only in the realm of Hana. It's only in the realm of Hana. But what? I mean, it's difficult. What's that? So we said, according to him, that the bracha is really, he's not learning like the Rambam, that the bracha is going on, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the bracha is going on the entity, because then he should include Chagavim. He learns the bracha is definitely only going on the quality of Hana. But he seems to hold, and he's not learning like Rashi, that it's how it came to you, because then he should also include the Chagavim. He seems to be learning that the bracha is on Hana, but it's a different idea in Rabbi Yehuda. That anything that reflects the midah of Koronios, you can't make the bracha on. It's also similar to Rashi that in terms of the gavra versus the chefza. In terms of the gavra, the bracha is only on the entity in terms of Hana. But in that realm of Hana, it brings to mind the idea of klala, because that's how it came to this taste, through klala. But in terms of the chefza right now, it's good. So it's more similar to Rashi, I think. He's more similar to Rashi, because he's saying it's a question of, do you have to take into account the way the man views it, or just the thing itself? Whereas the Rambam is saying it's the thing itself, but the question is which thing? The thing as a food, or the thing as an existence? Right? Mm-hmm. And that's why Rabbeinu Yonah has the second shot, is like Rashi, because it'll fit into his... framework, just a question of if the entity is the entity of Hana or not. Yeah.
None of this machlokes though has anything to do with the definition of bracha, right? Just like determining like how we view klala.
Well, I think Rambam, the way we're learning the Rambam, it does have to do with it. Rambam seems to say the bracha is going on the entity as a bria, and now according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you can't make a bracha on a thing that exists as a klala. Whereas the other Rishonim are learning, it's really the entity as an ofel. The only thing is, does it reflect the midah of klala to the gavra, to the person that reflects the midah of klala? So you can't be mishabeach on that. That's Rabbi Yehuda held. But we hold no. We hold for the midah of klala you have one bracha, and for the hano you have another bracha. Because the gavra is not. It's a different gavra. You can divide yourself up. You can say, right now I'm just a nana. I don't have to think about the aspect of how I got here. It's just a shevach in terms of the chefza. It's not like the I guess you could say it's a question is like, is it like the gavra? Was when you're coming to make the bracha, I mean, it's something to think about. When you're coming to make this bracha, is it the same, in a sense, is it like the same gavra? Is there one gavra for every bracha, for the same, for all brachas? In other words, I'm just thinking this through a little bit, but you can say like this. According to like the Yerushalmi, he says, no, you have to get into a certain framework for the Dayanemes, and then you're in another framework for the Hanah. But if it's the same Gavra who makes the Baruch Dayanemes, he's not capable of making the Hanah. You understand? No, it's almost like every bracha is really the same. It's really the same idea. It's really the same shevach. It's just you're highlighting different aspects. Meaning to say, it's not like a different. It's not a completely different shevach. Not a completely different idea. I'm not getting through.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
When you say the shevach, do you mean the cause for the shevach is all the same? Because the shevach itself is different.
Right, the shevach is different, right. One In other words, like this, something like this. In other words, when you're coming to make the bracha on the Hanah, okay? Let's say a regular case. You want to make a birkas on that. So, is it? Do you say that when the person relates to the object as a when a person relates to the object in a thankful way, in an appreciative way? Then he must express it with his bracha. Okay? That's one way to look at it. But it really, the bracha is not the full extent of the relationship. The bracha is not the full extent of the relationship. There's a certain way you view this object, and the bracha is just a particular expression right now. But what do you say? No, that the bracha doesn't have to do with how you relate to the object. If there is an element of good in the object, you must recognize it with a bracha. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is if I really relate to the thing in a bad way, but there's an element of good in it. So if you're saying the bracha, you're saying really the mechayev is the way you relate to the object. The only thing is you have to express. You express only a particular quality of that relationship. Say, I really am thankful for this entity, and the particular form the particular expression of my thankfulness is the Hanah right now. But it's really a recognition in terms, it's a recognition on a deeper level than just the Hanah. It really stems from a deeper Mechayev. Of a shevach on the entity. So then, if I relate to it as a klala, not shayach to, I'm not expressing anything when I make the birkas anenin. You can't say that now the birkas anenin is an expression of the way I feel towards this object. No, it's at odds with the way I feel towards the object. So simply, I can't give this. In other words, when I give the shevach of the hanor, is that expressing? Is that expressing part of the cause to why I relate to this object as a meshubach thing? There's a lot of reasons why I love this thing. Right now, the fact that I'm engaging in hanor is one of them. But it's really expressing a deeper appreciation for the thing. Right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, why do I... Yeah, you say to someone, why do I love you? I'll enumerate a way. That's not the sum total of it. That's just a particular thing right now that I can express.
You're saying the wrong moment.
I'm not... Don't worry about what I'm saying. But, your mind shouldn't be working on two things at once. Can't hear the idea and try to figure out who it is at the same time. Just worry about what the idea is for a second. Or do you say, no, I'm not really making a statement about the thing. I'm just saying you have an obligation to enumerate good wherever you see it.
All right.
So even if it's it came to you in a bad way, you'd still...
That's right.
Right, you're only talking about the...
That's right. I'm not trying to explain why I love the thing. I'm not trying to explain why I'm thankful for the thing by highlighting one of its benefits. I have an obligation whenever I see a benefit to recognize the good in that benefit. It might be the rest of it is bad, but I have to see the good too. You know what I'm saying? So if you say min klala, you can't be mevarach al min klala, that means to say that the bracha, even though it's a birkas hanenin, the mechaya for the bracha really is a deeper relationship than the relationship of hana. And if that deeper relationship, and the hana is just an expression of it, but if that deeper relationship doesn't exist, it's not shaykh to make a bracha expressing something that doesn't exist.
That's Rabbi Yehuda.
That's Rabbi Yehuda. Right. But if you say... What's ticking? No? If you say that there is a that the bracha is just on the hanor, you have a
chair.
There's a chiyuv to express to be makir tov wherever you see it, even if it's wrapped in a bad thing. Then there's nothing impeding your chiyuv bracha. Right.
So that would come out well for Rashi, because then it's gonna be all three. Wouldn't necessarily distinguish.
I'm just trying to think. I don't know. I have to think it over if it's gonna be a basic idea that everybody could agree to, or if it's gonna have to. I don't know. Yeah.
According to the one that has to recognize this thing in totality as something that's Meshuvah. Would that be to say that if in totality it wasn't a mishmach thing, in other words, that you compartmentalize and that there was one good thing but there are also bad things, that you would be lacking the machayev and that's why you couldn't make the bracha, or it'd be because it would just be a good shevach because you also have the bad?
You're lacking the machayev. Right. You're lacking the machayev. It's a little different than what we're saying. You're lacking the machayev.
But where's the governance, or is it a different thing?
It's a different thing.
You say who it was now I'm having trouble placing it because I
you're right. The Rambam would be good according to this. Rambam would be good according to this way, right? Because you're saying man relates to it in a negative way essentially, but there is an aspect of good. But you can't say man relates to chometz in a bad way. Man relates to chometz in a good way. You're right. It would fit in with the Rambam. The Rambam would fit in good.
And the other is the other two sheet.
The other two sheet is going to be a little harder.
Wait, so one second. The reason it works for the Rambam is that
because Rambam is saying the way you relate to the object as an existence.
And so Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't have a problem in the case of chometz.
So Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't have a problem. You relate to chometz in a very happy way. Very happy with chometz. The entity of chometz is a good thing. But chagavim are not. I don't relate to chagavim as good.
Couldn't that work also for Rashi? You just reapply it. So then say that in each one of the cases, the Chachamim would say there's an element of good yachid makar tovan, and the Yehuda would say, but this thing is something you relate to as bad.
Yeah, but that's then you're saying the opposite, almost saying as long as there's an element of bad.
Oh, because it's not saying the thing itself.
Right.
Right.
It's like quicksand, right, Matt? The more we get into it, the harder we get out. All right. I don't know. It's very hard to definitively. It's hard. It's not. It's certainly not easy to get one idea that's going to cover these three sheets. That we tried in the very beginning. We thought we could just have a nice, simple approach.
How this?
And why
it kept
is it
getting harder and harder.
Why is it a problem to have?
Because they're vastly different ideas, huh?
I know you don't like when we bring this up, whatever. But like now, I'm a little lost in terms of stuff I said before, in terms of like identifying like one as being like a monetary, in terms of the monetary and stuff. How does that fit into all this exactly? I'm just like confused on how to tie it all together because like there have been so many
revisions. Well, if they're revisions, not so bad. But you don't have the revision part. You're trying to put them all together.
To what extent?
You can't
was
put
it,
two revisions together.
No. Well, to what extent is it like a new thing and we abandon old things, or like did it includes?
Yeah, start with this idea. Whatever doesn't fit in.
No, I'm just saying you didn't bring that back up in the review. Is that still? Did we leave that behind, or is that just not relevant?
That's we're bought in all you dekach, but that's not. No, we have to abandon those things. I mean, you're right. The monetary was a realm, but the significance has nothing to do with the monetary.
Right.
We were just trying to define the realms, and we thought we could work out on a certain approach like that. Didn't work out with that approach.
You are happy.
Not that it's monetary. It's the fact that it's bo'en lidei achila yidekach. The only framework that will encompass that you need a very wide framework to encompass an idea like that. So you have to fall back to the most basic, and that's in your rishus, as opposed to in the object.
This is much better.
It also flows better with the Rashi.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't really say anything about money.
Yeah.
According to this far for the Chachamim, why would you... Why
the
would
one we just said with the gav, with the,
yeah,
the totality of the thing? Yeah.
So why would the Chachamim say that the bracha gets pushed down to Shah Kol? You're going to be
mocking. Oh, no, well, the Tov is definitely not the same. No, the Tov is not the same.
But all your chayiv is being mishabech, it's just too much in the Tov. We don't care about the
Yeah, but the Tov of Chom is not like the Tov of the Yayin. I mean, each thing's Tov has to be dealt with on its own. The Tov
of...
It's a lower Tov.
Oh, okay, fine.
Okay.
So one question that nothing to do with Machlokes, but according to Rabbi Yona, why does the Mishnah mention the Chagavim, if that's not
why? Oh, apparently just to tell you that you do make a bracha on them. You have to say that they're not... it's very hard, you're right. I mean, the only thing we did is to say, it's a good question, why does he mention the Chagavim? Wait, let me just think this through. I thought I had an answer one second, let me just think through again. That what? Right, the Chagavim, he's saying everybody agrees with Shagol, right? I mean, how do you know that? It's hard, right? Because it does not mean Klala. So why is it mentioned it at all? Al Davarshen Gidulo Min Arts, Omer Shagol and Yavizro.
I might have thought it was meant Klala, but it's not.
But that's what I thought at first. But how would you know that? You only know it's not a min klala because of your svara on min klala.
Right.
I mean, from the Mishnah, it would seem like it is a min klala, because it's the closest thing to his statement. It's a good question.
I was thinking like in the Chumash, there's reference to like the dust becoming the thing. So maybe they thought that's the way they're generated. That's the only thing.
But that's She'en Gidulo Min Aretz. It still would be a shakel.
What?
That
was life. Number 9.
Whatever, little bugs come from the ground.
Oh, you mean the lice. That's that they're not part of the oven. That's a different thing. Spontaneous generation. But that would definitely be a shakel. Spontaneous generation would certainly be a shakel.
Which category of Bria is that?
It's She'en Gidulo Min Aretz. I mean,
They were right, either way.
I don't know. That's a good question. It's a very powerful question. Why would it have Govoi? Why would it have it? What's the other possibility? If it's not a Min Klala, what's the other possibility? not going to be anything other than shagol. So you'll say maybe you thought you don't make a bracha on them at all. But why? Not because of minklala, because it's certainly not helping you with that. Ala chomish no noblo shagol voyam shagol yidiv lo. Kol shu minklala ein bracha nolav. I don't know. Good question, I don't know. Okay.
And the Rambam for Chomitz?
The Rambam for Chomitz is fine, because you relate the Chomitz as a good thing. Its existence is a good existence.
But why would you think it's on Shahakal?
Oh, because it comes from grapes. That's evident. Okay. That's evident. Yeah, it doesn't retain its bracha from its source. Consider like a new... It's an interesting idea. I mean, it's an interesting idea. It's considered like a new thing. Chomitz is a new shame already. It's not considered like grape juice anymore. It's not considered wine anymore. So it's considered Ein Gidul HaMenorahs because it's a new entity.
But if it was considered...
It comes from grape juice. It doesn't come from Haaretz.
But even if you did say that it came from... that it was still considered grape juice, it would still be Shlok Kedera Afiloso, right?
Oh, you mean because Chomitz is just a bad thing to eat?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean that?
Because
you mean that's true.
Not the Ikeder Hachila of grapes, which is wine.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, what is the why are these three things here in the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Are they here because they're examples of Shein Gidul Min Haaretz, or are they examples of things that are Shahakal even though they are Gidul Min Haaretz? So he's saying they really. That's a good question. They really could be considered Gidul Min Haaretz. The only thing is chomets is not, nobody eats chomets. Not a.
Except the Yom Kippur.
But the only thing is, I mean, it's not derech hanoso. I mean, it's a she'ino kederech.
It would still be a shahakol.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the question of how you learn the case of chomets. Rambam seems to learn it's chomets. It's that it's mixed with water. It's a good question. This Mishnah is a very difficult Mishnah. I mean, Novlos too is very difficult. Nobody really. Novlos is very difficult.
Right, because that can't be Shagol Minaris also. Like,
yeah, why do you say that's right? I mean, the Rambam doesn't have those halachos in dinim of not derech achilaso. He seems to have them separate. Yeah. I mean, it would seem the chomets that there are three types of in Gidula Minaris. I'm not sure what the chagavim would be though. Now, it's chomets it's a product of a product, right? It's a product of a product, and it's an accidental product of a product. So, you think those the chomets and the nobles have that in common, that they're not mitchila made grown for this. So now you can't really call it Gidulim in Arts anymore. It's really, the Chomates was really supposed to be Yayin. You don't make the grapes for the Chomates. So now this is not the product. The Chomates is not the product of the Arts.
The Novlos.
The Novlos also are not the product of the Arts.
Oh, no.
No, because the product of the Arts was the full fruit. This is like a... This is not... No, it's Gidulo Min Haaretz. It's an interesting thing. Gidulo Min Haaretz doesn't mean factually Gidulo Min Haaretz. It
means the shame.
I don't know. There's very little said on this. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. I mean, that's why I say Ramosha tried to give a svara. The difference between Novlos and if you pick fruits early. So he wanted to say that when you pick the fruit early, it's still on the tree. And while it's on the tree, you have kavana to make it into an ochel. So therefore, it'll be a priyadama. Because it gets the shame ochel on the tree. But the novlos, they get knocked down, and then you decide to eat them. So they get the shame ochel when they're off the tree. So they're considered not from the... They're considered, their shame ochel doesn't come from the arts. Their shame ochel comes after they're separated from the tree. That was this far in that tshuva that we started. But that's a very it's a clever, right? It's a very it's a very interesting idea, but it's difficult. The other way to say is, like I was saying, so a different derech is, like I was trying to say before, that novlos are not considered the crop of the tree. You can't say what is the yield of the tree, what's considered the pre of the tree, novlos. Novlos are considered something happened, something went wrong with the tree. Something went wrong with the process of gidulah min ha'aretz. In other words, there's a certain process of gidulah min ha'aretz. This is a... that process was aborted. Well, that process was cut short. But Rav Moshe says, I think the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah says, nobody knows the Rambam, what the Rambam Shita is on immature fruits. I never mentions it. Nobody knows what it is. So he wanted to say, that was his question, is, why can't you prove it from novlos? That was Rav Moshe's question. Why can't you prove from novlos what the Rambam would say by the immature fruits? That is, just by novlos, he'd say shakal. Why doesn't that prove that if you pick a fruit prematurely, that it's shakal? So he says, no, that's what he's saying. He's saying there's no, you can't prove it, because it could be that novlos is, it could be the svar that he said. And if it's the svar that he said, you can't prove what he would hold by Mishiyotsu. But it's pretty much, yeah, I don't know. It's very, it's awesome.
In his svar, then when he says kavana, then he doesn't mean does he mean literally at the moment, like, not just that's the way that people relate to it?
No.
So, I mean, even if you went and you, let's say, you know, picked off an apple for a
second. I think he holds it has to be also that it's possible that you would do it from the beginning.
What do you mean?
Like even when you plant it, you know, it's not the primary intention of the crop, but it is in your mind that it's edible at a certain point. Yeah, the whole complicated thing of it. Two types of adaiti the hachinati inshi. Remember that sugya? Dait tofi not. He goes to the tzlaf. Tzlaf. You weren't here?
Not for the promotion.
But the sugya, dait tofi not the inshi. Right. Anyway, we're meandering. So, and then the other thing we did was the chomets, right? The chomets. So the question is, why do you make a bracha on the chomets? If on Yom Kippur, you're potter. Right? So Rabbeinu Yonah wanted to say, Rabbeinu Yonah says that you only put there on the chomets if you eat a little bit, if you eat a normal shear. But if you eat if you drink a lot of it, you're tired. So he says, so therefore it still is a shame ochel. Therefore it still is a shame ochel. Yeah. All right, that's enough.